I am in a truck stop in Nevada. A Love's truck stop in Nevada. There's a specific reason for the Love's. I'll tell you about it in a second. I'm about, 30 miles or so from Reno, Nevada, and then heading into California. I'm going to go right up 395 into Oregon, and then we're just going to come right back down, and I'm going to figure out where I'm going to go after that, probably back into Nevada, but we'll talk about that. So this has been an interesting week, actually. It's only Tuesday night going into Wednesday, but I usually work on the weekends a little bit, and I definitely travel any day that I feel that I need to travel. And after really taking my time through Arizona and Colorado, and the plan was to take my time in Nevada, but that didn't work out. So we're going to talk about changing plans, mechanicals, and what you do when things don't work. A lot of people get very upset, and I want to talk about that in podcast 1020, podcast 1020, the Bob Davis Podcasts. Well, I'm going to talk about being on the road and setbacks and things that happen that you didn't plan on happening and how you have to deal with that. Or you're going to ruin your trip and you're going to get out of your vibe. And if you get out of your vibe, it takes days to get back in. So you have to really keep control of your wits when it comes to having a good time while you're doing the nomad thing. And very quickly, I got to mention my guys at 36 Lynn back in Minneapolis, because their Instagram feed makes me laugh, whether it's some dumb picture of some dumb dog or somebody doing something stupid like trying to put gasoline in plastic bags from the security cams or whatever. They have a great Instagram feed, and it just shows they got a great sense of humor. So let me just tell you, the independently owned and operated community-focused refueling station at 36 and Lindale Avenue in the Lynn Lake neighborhood in Minneapolis will show you how to live and get you a better deal on fuel. They're into the community. They have food trucks there a lot. They have great events. So remember, 36 and Lynn, when you're going through South Minneapolis, you need a gas fill up or a cup of coffee or whatever. Great food in the store. Check them out online at 36lynn.com. They have links to all of their other social media, like Instagram, or you can click on their banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcasts.com. So as you're going to hear in this podcast, I had to get some new tires. And while I was in the tire place, I watched them struggle with the printer at CRM Tires. Now, they're not paying me. I'm just going to mention CRM because they took care of me, just so you know. But Cartridge World is. And Cartridge World is what I thought of when I watched them struggling with this printer, because they were clearly upset. The printer is the worst piece of office machinery that there is. And the print cartridges from the retailers are so expensive. Cartridge World in Maple Grove is saving the universe by basically giving you 30% off compared to the big box stores when it comes to print cartridges. They are serving the universe from Maple Grove, 763-420-6632. Call them from anywhere, 763-420-6632. Click on the banner at the top of the page, thebobdavispodcast.com, that says Cartridge World. And I did mention the guys at CRM. You guys, you need to check out cartridgeworld.com. I love Loves, and there's a couple reasons. I stopped at a Pilot. I was over at the Pilot across the highway, which I think is 80. And they didn't have a laundry. So I came over here because I know Loves has a laundry. So I'm doing my laundry as I speak. And I thought, well, I'll just do a quick podcast. And part of the reason is I want to talk about when things don't go as you plan them. So I've been talking in these podcasts about the groove, the travel groove, where it's just, you're just going with it, you know, going with the flow. And when you go with the flow, it's a lot easier than when you are pushing. And I can always tell when I start to push. Remember, I'm the kind of person, I don't have any problem driving 12, 13, 14 hours and covering an enormous amount of ground quickly, even on back roads. And when I used to travel in my car, I would do that. That was my thing, seeing how quickly I could get from one end of the country to the other. So now it's a more relaxed way of traveling. There's a lot of camping. Although there are a few nights in Walmart parking lots, there are a few nights in truck stops, and most of the time, very nice campgrounds and various Bureau of Land Management or state forests, sometimes state parks. I'm not a fan of state parks because they're usually very expensive. The last two nights, three nights, four nights, I haven't had paid a cent. In fact, I won't pay a cent tonight. I'm doing my laundry and I'm gonna take a shower and some other stuff. So yeah, it'll end up being about $25 when I'm done. But you can stay in Love's parking lot for free. But anyway, a lot of the Bureau of Land Management campsites are basically closed for the season, so they're not charging. And so that's one of the really nice things about this time of the year. One of the bad things about this time of the year is, even in Nevada, it's cold. I've been cold the last two nights, and I'm glad to be back out, sort of out of the altitudes, down to, I don't know, whatever it is, 3,000 or 4,000 feet, where it's a little bit warmer, and the truck heats up when the sun comes up and everything. Last couple nights it's been really cold, but that's not what this podcast is about. This podcast is about what happens and what you do when the unexpected happens. And the unexpected, if you are doing the nomad thing, you know this, but it's a great lesson for life, because the unexpected will happen sooner or later. And it happened to me this week. Sooner or later, you're going to end up on the side of the road. Sooner or later, some major problem is going to occur, and you're going to have to get it fixed in some town. Sooner or later, things are not going to come together the way you want to. And I used to get really ticked off and very frustrated, and even to the extent, really, no, because I know there's no answer to this question, but why is this happening to me? That kind of thing. And I've been a little bit more diligent about service before the fact, so I don't end up by the side of the road. So I went, I was looking for a place to camp, and I went to a couple different places. It was getting late. This is in eastern Nevada, and I saw this campground. I swung around, I went in, and all of the spots out in front right along the highway were taken. And remember, these BLM sites are usually, they may as well be national parks. They're pretty nice. Sometimes they're not so nice, but usually they're really nice. And same with the Forest Service campground. So I don't even remember whether this was a Forest Service or BLM, but what I had to do was go up this road to the back campground, which is supposed to be reserved for equestrians, but sometimes you can camp up in there. And I was going to go check and see if there were any sites up there. I'm already rather frustrated. I'm drinking a cup of terrible Phillips 66 coffee, which I usually don't do. And it was really hot. The coffee was really hot. And I'm driving along, and had a beautiful drive across the desert, across from Arizona into Nevada. Just fantastic. Just a great couple of days. Everything was just perfect. And I start going up this road, which wasn't even that bad. And I hear pop, shh, 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 shh. And I knew right away that that I'd lost a tire. And the real question was, is it in the front or the back? Well, it was the back left. Now, remember, Mobile Podcast Command is a dually, so I have four tires in the back. And this is a saving's grace. If you are going to buy a trailer and you're going to go with a four-tire vehicle, I wouldn't tow anything without a dually. And I'll tell you why. Because the fact that I was able to... So I backed out of there real fast, turned around, and got back out on the road and immediately hit the road because I knew there was a town coming up. And I thought it was about 7 or 8 miles away. Well, it's Ely, Nevada, and it was 48 miles away. If it hadn't been for the fact that I was driving a dually, which basically that tire was flat, it just wasn't torn to pieces because the other tires carried the weight, so you don't lose the tire, right? And so I drove 48 miles down to Ely, and of course all the tire places were closed at this point, so I was back in the Love's parking lot. And I didn't freak out. I didn't get upset because the plan was to camp. I was looking forward to it. I had wood. I had food. I went to the Walmart. I got ice. I was all ready to go. And I was just thankful that I didn't end up with a flat tire in the front on the side of the road and have to call a tire place from Ely and have them come out 50 miles to fix a tire, you know, or replace a tire, because that would have cost a lot more money than what ended up happening. So I had a nice night at the Loves in Ely, and I think Ely is a really nice little town. You know, I had breakfast there at, I think it's called the Hunters, and the people at CRM Tire took care of me. The people, I was going to go to Big 8 Tire, and they said, "We are so busy, we don't have anybody here, I'm going to refer you up to CRM. Went up to CRM, and so let me quickly rewind to January of 2021. In December of 2020, I was in Quartzsite, Arizona, and my mom suffered a cerebral hemorrhage, and I had to turn around and hot foot it back to Virginia from Quartzsite, Arizona. I had a flat tire because I had two old tires on the back that were just gone, and I was going to get new tires anyway while I was there. And I had talked to the guy the day before, and I had ordered two all-terrain tires. So I go to the tire place, it's American Tire in Quartzsite, and I remember I talked about how this guy was just so busy, it was unbelievable, and he ordered the wrong tires, and so we put highway tires on this truck. And I really wanted all-terrain tires, but I got these highway tires. And it's amazing when you think about how many miles I've driven. I think at that point, this truck had about 100, I'm going to say it had about 172,000 miles on it. It's got 203,000 miles on it right now. So in a year, that's how many I've driven, 25,000 miles. And those tires were actually pretty worn. So I'm not surprised that I lost one. In fact, I was thinking about, well, at some point I'm going to have to replace those tires. What am I going to get? And they get to CRM. And so I replaced all four tires with all-terrain tires. And I'm pretty happy about it. And it's a little different feel in terms of the driving, but I've gone to a couple of different backcountry sites since, and this thing handles very well with all-terrain tires. So I'm very much relieved. And in the second half of this podcast, I want to talk about the mental processes that happen and why you really got to stay in it. Now today, and I'll get into this in the second half, today my temper is very short and I really didn't intend to be back in the Loves parking lot. And I'm going to talk about that in the second half of this podcast. One of the big problems these days is people are stationary, static. I've talked about it in podcasts, and they're not moving. And you know, these days, you know, you have to get up and move to keep yourself healthy. So to do that, some people need a little help, and I'm going to introduce you to BU. BU gives you a powerful set of tools to help you be your best self right where you are all day long. So if you're sitting at your computer all day long, these are the kind of tools you can do what you need to do to move, to be better at what you do right at your computer. Be grounded, be centered, be calm, be stronger, be free, and be you. Okay, get the tools for yourself or your whole team. Visit buenterprises.com for more information or click on their banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. Well, everybody's invented something these days. And if you want to manufacture something, listen up, because I'm going to give you the name of the manufacturer with the inventor's heart. This is DepoStar, DepoStar. Mark Korn started the company because he was an inventor and wanted to manufacture his own stuff. Remember, American Design, Engineering, and Manufacturing, the manufacturer with the inventor's heart, DepoStar. Visit them online at DepoStar.com or click on their banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. I stayed at a reservoir, BLM campsite, last night, and it was perfect. Everything was great, except you would think this time of the year out in the desert in Nevada that it would be warm, you know, that at least at night it might be 65, 70. No, it was almost freezing last night, and so I didn't really hang around too much. I had a nice fire and was really after the whole, I spent the whole day getting the tires, and so this place is right up the road, right up Route 50 from Ely, Nevada. It has a weird name, that's why I can't remember it. And I really did intend to go on Route 50 because Route 50 is, quote unquote, the loneliest road in America. And I'm here to tell you, it is. So coming out of that campsite this morning, I found another place which is called the Sand Dune Mountain Recreation Area, Bureau of Land Management. And I figured, oh, it'll be great. It'll just be like the one I'm in right now. Everything will be great. And so I drive. Now I got new tires. Everything's great. I'm driving across the desert. And, you know, the desert, and it's a high desert, there is virtually there's no people at all. I don't know where they all are. I mean, I don't know where the ranchers live because you can't see the ranch. You could see a few houses here and there, ranch houses, and you can see the ranch entrances, but it is utterly deserted. It really is the loneliest stretch of highway. And if you are stopped for some reason, you're going to have a long time before somebody can get to you. There's no cell service. And if you have a CB, that's great because at least you can ask for help or ask somebody to stop and call somebody so they can come out. But everything's good because what I do with this truck is I try to keep it serviced. So I got an oil change while I was getting new tires because I wanted to make sure. It's kind of dusty. I really should have the filters checked. I'm probably going to do that at some point when I get to Reno or into California. I don't know yet. But the idea is you want to stay ahead of the maintenance. And I probably should have replaced the tires, but, you know, whatever. So today, and this is the toll that it takes on you. So I was really, you know what it's like. You know, your adrenaline's flowing, your heart's beating. You're like, I'm going to end up on the side of the road. All these scenarios are running through your head. And I had to tell myself, breathe, because immediately all of the plans go through the window. And you're like, well, you know, what am I going to do? And you start getting upset. So I talked myself out of being upset and everything was great. I had a great day yesterday, like I said, in Ely. And I was driving along and I was really looking forward to going to this Sand Dune Mountain BLM spot, which is, oh, I suppose it's about 80, 90 miles from Reno, maybe 100 miles from Reno, 150 miles from Reno, I don't know. It's close to Fallon. And I get to this Sand Dune Mountain place, and it's really for side-by-sides, off-roaders, people like that. And that's fine. I don't have anything against those people. But so some of these BLM sites are not very nice. They're pretty gross, pretty dirty. And I got back up in there, and of course, it's very sandy. So this thing started to get mired down in the sand. Very happy to say that there's so much torque with this vehicle. I just put it in first and just kind of feathered the motor a little bit and got out, and I was like, I'm out of here. So that is how I ended up. I stopped in Fallon briefly, and that is how I ended up at the Love's Truck Stop. And I thought, how am I going to make the best of this situation? Well, I've been meaning to do my laundry all day, so I'm doing my laundry right now as I speak, drying one set and washing another set, and then I'm going to take a shower, and I'm doing this podcast. So this is how I'm making the best of this experience and trying to keep on an even keel. The thing that's interesting to me is I didn't have a problem yesterday when all this happened. So it was about 24 hours ago that the tire got punctured. It was just about sundown. And I got upset. I realized I was getting upset, and I said, okay, don't get upset. It's going to be okay. You know, you're going to make it. And it was pretty touch and go there for a while because I thought, what if I can't make it? What if that tire starts flying off and I end up on the wheel? This isn't going to be good. And after about 30 miles, I was like, yeah, I'll make it. It's not going to fall off. But I was pretty upset, but I controlled it pretty well. And I just thought, you know, we got to pivot. Meaning, so when something happens, when you make a wrong turn, when your car breaks down, when a window breaks, when, you know, you lose oil, all of these things can really mess up a trip and upset people, and it'll ruin everything if you let it. And the thing I'm just trying to say is that this stuff is completely normal, everyday life for nomads. And it's a problem that you have to work, and it's a problem that you have to solve. And in the end, it actually is kind of fun, because I don't welcome this stuff. I don't want to have problems, but it's just fun because you're like, okay, I'm going to deal with this problem. Now, it cost me some money to get these tires, but I was going to get new tires anyway, so whatever. And I'm not surprised they punctured because of the fact that they've been very heavily used. And, you know, this truck is heavy, so the rear tires really get a workout. So tires are important, and you spend money on tires. It's just the way it is. But I think part of this life is understanding that things are going to go wrong and you're going to have to get them fixed, and you can't get upset about it. It's just the way it is. If you want to have the great sunsets in Grand Canyon, then, you know, you got to be prepared to get new tires or get a tire fixed. By the way, I was going to get the tire fixed, but it was split, so they couldn't fix it. So that's when I decided to get four new tires. And the people at CRM were great. We had a great time, and I appreciate them, you know, getting me straightened out. So it really hits you the next day. So today I've been just short of temper. I'm not thrilled that the temperature isn't warm. I'm really wanting it to be hot because it's the desert. It's better down here than it was up there, but it's beautiful, you know. And I keep trying to tell myself, look where you are. Look at this. This is Route 50. It's one of the oldest highways in America, and of course it's the Pony Express route. So there's a whole bunch of historic stuff here about surveyors, and I don't know how anybody did anything in Nevada, you know, before 1950, to tell you the truth, because this place is vast. The word vast really doesn't even approach what this place looks like. It looks like the moon, especially at night. There's vegetation, but it's not really anything to write home about. These ranches are vast because the animals need a lot of space to graze on, because there's not that much grass-type stuff for them to eat. And it just goes on forever and ever, and it's beautiful. I love it. I love this part of the country. I can't get enough of this part of the country, especially the deserts, Arizona, Nevada, parts of Colorado, Utah, Idaho. I mean, it's just, these places are incredible. And, you know, when you know when the speed limit's 70 miles an hour on a two-lane road that goes on forever, and you can look into the distance and see a straight road, and it literally disappears. And the road is straight, and there isn't another car on it in front of you. You look in your rearview mirror, and there's not another car behind you. You're the only person on this endless highway, Route 50. It's been amazing. I was a little short of temper, and it took a little effort to get back into that mode. And the other thing about not being hot is I can't really do yoga if it's not a certain temperature. So I haven't been able to do any yoga when I get into a campsite at night. I'm sure not going to do it in the Love's parking lot tonight. So I'm a little bit jacked up. And it's very interesting how it's the second day that it hits, not when it's actually happening. So I'm just going to reset here at the Loves. And I'm going to end the podcast with a quick note about these quote-unquote shortages. Everybody's talking about shortages. Oh, we're going to have shortages of this and shortages of that. Better start stockpiling food when you can. And when I hear that, I have to tell everyone. So I've been from one end of this country to the other. And in this year, I have been north to south, east to west, west to east, east to west throughout this year. So we're talking about a lot of miles. I have seen highways absolutely chock-a-block full of trucks. Side roads, back roads, and interstates. There's truck after truck after truck on the interstates. And in even more, when I go into shopping centers, when I go into corner groceries, when I go into, you know, local family groceries, when I go into Walmarts in small towns, the shelves are chock-a-block full of stuff. It's, you know, the only time I ever see empty shelves at Walmart, and I don't care what Walmart we're talking about, It's because it was a holiday weekend and people bought all the coffee, or they bought all the, you know, and specifically all the Starbucks, much to my chagrin, or they bought all of the steak, you know, and they're just, it's Monday and there isn't any yet because the truck hasn't gotten there. So here I am at the Loves. And just before I did this podcast, I thought, yeah, I'm going to go do a quick survey in the parking lot and check out how many trucks are here. And so it's early in the afternoon when I did this. Sun was still up. The sun's going down now. 3-4 o'clock. So this truck stop, there's a Pilot up the road, and there's another truck stop across the street from the Pilot. They're all chock-a-block full of trucks. Trucks. In fact, the trucks here are parked on the street, all the way down the street, all the way down to Route 50 and 80, because there's no place for the trucks. And they're from all over the country: Maine, Omaha, Illinois, California, Nevada, Idaho, you name the state, Minnesota, they're all here. So, you know, fuel is expensive. Like I told you, I just paid $4.69 for diesel too. I think we know why. We just had a hurricane and some other things, and there are explanations for it. But it reminds me to once again caution, and this is as far as I'll go, when people read things. So where are all the shortage stories coming from right now? They're all coming from England. And a lot of times when it's a CNN story or a Fox News story, you don't see the byline as being London or, you know, Newcastle or someplace like that, because you're reading the story about how everything, and I'm reading it going, where is this? And then I look it up, oh yeah. And then I was told, well, the truckers don't want to drive. They just don't want to drive. And if the truckers don't want to drive, believe me, there's somebody driving these trucks that are here at this Loves and at the Pilot down the street. So all told, there's probably 300 trucks at all these different truck stops. And, you know, come 8 p.m. when the night drivers go, there's going to be a whole new crop of trucks coming in. And they're from all kinds of different companies. So there's a problem with the Port of Los Angeles, which I looked that up. So they're like, there's 500,000 containers out waiting in the Port of Los Angeles. All right. So does anybody know how many containers the Port of Los Angeles processes in a year? 10 million. And so that works out to about 27,000 a day. So once they solve their labor issue, whatever that is, at the Port of Los Angeles, that means that they can process 27,000 or more containers every day. That means getting them off the ships, onto trains, onto trucks, wherever they have to go. And eventually these shortages will be addressed. And I just wanted to point it out because I think when people read stories about shortages right now, and I'm not saying there won't be shortages, I'm just telling you, there's plenty of gas in these pumps at Loves. There's plenty of food at the restaurant. The casino in there is packed. All the trucks are here. I haven't gone to any restaurants and had somebody tell me we don't have any pancakes or anything else because we don't have any wheat because of shortages. And I know because I've been all over the country, and this is how you find out what is actually going on. You have to be out here. You have to see the trucks. And if you take the time to actually attach and use your analytic capabilities, well, you can see the where they're from. You can see the license plates and the companies that they're from. You can look at the drivers and you can see how many Sikhs and how many African guys are here versus how many good old American truckers are here. And I'm not buying the shortage YouTube videos from people trying to sell survival food. So I just wanted to point that out. I got tires. I got an oil change. All is well. Now let me go back in and check my laundry. So in closing, I guess I would just say that I've often said that I don't think you can underestimate the damage to the American psyche that this pandemic has done. This is not even a political statement, because it really doesn't matter whether you think one thing or think another. It is what it is, right? And you have to orient and observe what actually is. And it's done a lot of damage. And I think it's also done a lot of economic damage. It's done a lot of economic damage to the labor market. A lot of people that were practiced workers don't want to go back to work for whatever reason. And I don't think you can overestimate the damage that we're working through. And I think the metaphor is in travel, things happen, you get upset, it can ruin your whole day, it can ruin 3 or 4 days. And if you're traveling with family or other people, it can really ruin their day too if you get really, really upset. It's much better to just say, okay, we're gonna slow it down and we're gonna work this problem one step at a time. We're not gonna go, oh, that place is closed, what are we gonna do? You know, you don't go, how am I gonna get something to eat? You mean I have to walk down to the people get very upset. We were gonna have such a great trip and now it's ruined. And it's not ruined. You just have to work the problem, solve the problem one thing at a time, reorient yourself, and then maybe take a rest for a day and just say, you know, I'm going to get back on the horse and get relaxed and get feeling good, because that's what it's all about, is feeling good. So for me, it means stopping down, doing my laundry, taking a shower. The great thing about Love's is you can do it 24 hours a day, so they're not going to close the laundry with your stuff in there. When I get the laundry back and get everything packed away, I can take the stuff I'm going to wear, go back in, take a shower, get something to eat, go in the casino if I want, take a rest, and then tomorrow I'm going to feel much, much better. So, and also to do something creative. And that's why I decided to do this podcast tonight, Podcast 1020. So thanks for listening to the Bob Davis Podcast on Amazon, Google, iTunes, of course, Tuned In, Stitcher.com, all of the places where it's syndicated, and right off the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. Do appreciate the likes and the shares on social media. So that's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and I do appreciate your donations at thebobdavispodcast.com. So thanks to Dave Forbes, Absolute Max, Sandra Amiot, Jill Serbay. A lot of other people just recently sent me some donations, and I really, really, really appreciate them, obviously, because it sure came in handy today when I had to pay $4.69 for diesel, too. Thanks for listening to Podcast 1020, the Bob Davis Podcast. Let me get back in and get my laundry, and then I'm going to come back here and make some coffee and something to eat.